This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. Well, hello again. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast for Monday the 13th of February. And we've got a distinctly German feel again today as we cast our eyes a few thousand miles west to see how Japan's footballing exports are getting on overseas. That man Shinji have been making yet more headlines. Find out how in just a few seconds. Well, Borussia Dortmund attacking midfielder Shinji Kagawa was once again the pick of the Japanese internationals in action across Europe over the weekend, scoring the only goal as the reigning Bundesliga champions held on to top spot, with victory at home to Bayer Leverkusen. The 22-year-old collected the ball from teammate Jakub Waszczykowski to cleverly burst past one defender and cut back inside a second, before hitting a low shot off balance that found its way inside the far post via the outstretched leg of Leverkusen keeper Bent Leno. The win keeps Dortmund 2 points clear of Bayern Munich at the summit. Kagawa's Samurai Blue teammate Shinji Okazaki was another with plenty to celebrate, as his 32nd minute header was the third in a 5-0 romp for VfB Stuttgart against struggling Hertha Berlin. The former Shimizu S-Pulse man broke free in the opposing penalty area to benefit from a perfectly placed cross from Dutch fullback Khalid Boularouz. Gotoku Sakai also made his full debut for Stuttgart after completing an 18-month loan agreement from Albirex Niigata over the winter. One player moving in the other direction, meanwhile, is former Japan forward Kisho Yano, whose return to Niigata was announced on Wednesday following a difficult 18-month period in Germany with Freiburg, who were beaten 3-2 by Makoto Hasebe's VfL Wolfsburg on Saturday. Elsewhere in the Bundesliga, Hajime Hosogai put in another strong performance for Augsburg as they drew 0-0 with Nürnberg yesterday afternoon, while Takashi Usami has been given a vote of confidence after seemingly being set to leave Bayern Munich just a few weeks ago. The 19-year-old has spent much of the season in the reserves, with the Bavarians declining their option to turn his loan from Gamba Osaka into a permanent deal. But he's now been called back onto the first team bench for the last two league matches, with new reports suggesting that the club are in fact keen to extend his rental arrangement for a further year. Bayern defender Jerome Boateng has added his support, telling Goal.com, "Usami is a great guy and a good player. It would really please me if he stays at Bayern." However, Usami himself has expressed reluctance at the idea of a lengthened loan. Speaking to the Munich-based TZ newspaper, he said, "I am not really positive if this could work. I would like to join another club where I could play more regularly and grab myself a more important role." Two more quick talking points from the rest of Europe, and Yuto Nagatomo came on as a late substitute but was unable to prevent a shock 1-0 home loss for Internazionale against Serie A's bottom club Novara on Sunday. Takayuki Morimoto was not in the matchday squad for the visitors. Finally, Mike Havenaar played his first full 90 minutes for Dutch side Vitesse Arnhem in a 3-1 defeat away to Feyenoord. Well, that's all from me for today. Video highlights of both the Dortmund game and the Stuttgart game can be found on the Minutecast website. That's minutecast.footballjapan.jp. I'll be back same time, same place next Monday. Have an excellent week until then.